from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, today is day one of New Jersey's annual black bear hunt.
A total of 11,000 black bear hunting permits were made available. The first few days are for licensed hunters with bow and arrows only. Thursday through Saturday, the hunt is for archery or muzzleloader rifles. Hunters may not target or kill any black bear weighing less than 75 pounds or any adult bear that's with a cub. The second round of the bear hunt is slated for December 9th through the 14th. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A health alert has been issued for New Jersey as state health officials confirm a Monmouth County resident has measles after returning from international travel. The person was at all 3 days of the longshoremen strike in Elizabeth. Anyone who has been exposed could develop symptoms through October. The CDC says that whooping cough cases have surged to record levels since 2014. Data shows four times as many cases this year compared to last. The statistics show 16,000 confirmed cases with two deaths, with the highest number of cases here in New Jersey, New York, PA, and the West Coast. New Jersey news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan. Maple Leaf is having its annual Fall Fun Fest with a corn maze, petting zoo, train rides, and more. Mums, $5 for $10. Hanging baskets, only $5.99. They are wholesale to the public. Visit Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan. The prices are insane. The Ocean County Vocational Technical School in Toms River offers a two-year pre-nursing program for high school juniors and seniors to prepare them for a nursing career, says instructor Tony Ann Ravalli. 1 year of the program is spent doing both classroom skills and laboratory tasks.
We cover content such as medical terminology, anatomy and physiology, legal and ethical issues in healthcare. And students will go into our brand new state-of-the-art patient care lab and do some of the patient care skills.
Year two is the certified nursing assistant curriculum. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Fisher-Price is recalling all 2.1 million of its Snuggo swings due to suffocation risk. The company said the Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued a joint statement saying five babies died while sleeping in the swings between 2012 and 2022. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 201 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Do we take a dip tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
There's been a couple of sprinkles moving through the Northwest Hills, but the colder air plunging in is the main story. We're going to have a gusty wind through the evening. The wind does calm down later on tonight. Mostly clear and colder. We'll have lows in the lower and middle 40s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, brisk and chilly. Highs only in the upper 50s. A chilly night for tomorrow night, mostly clear. We're down in the low 40s, but certainly some of the colder spots could dip into the 30s. And another chilly day on Wednesday. Sunshine mixing with some clouds and the breeze. Highs only in the mid 50s. Then we'll see a little bit of a warming trend as we head through Thursday and Friday with a good deal of sunshine. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
Right now in Andover, it is 53 degrees, Monroe 66, and Seaside Heights 64. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. This fall, make your home the sanctuary your family deserves. At Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements, they believe in surrounding your family by the best. Carl's is your one-stop shop for incredible service on all your outdoor service home improvement needs. Visit buycarls.com today. That's BYCARLS.com today.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.